The list of Democratic candidates who may decide to run for either the U.S. House or Senate continues to evolve. Former Governor Brian Schweitzer shocked Montana's political world last weekend when he announced he would not run for the Senate seat being vacated by Max Baucus in 2014. Up until then, he had been the favorite. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says there are a lot of maybes for new candidates, but that's it.
Former Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger says he was as surprised as everyone else by his running mate's weekend announcement.
I was stunned.
He picked up the phone.
He didn't pick up, but I did leave a message.
Bollinger says Schweitzer did call him back and said what he's pretty much been saying. He doesn't want to live in Washington, D.C. and work for a body he sees as dysfunctional, the U.S. Senate. Bollinger says he then started receiving calls asking him to run.
You've been our lieutenant governor for 8 years. You had 6 years in our House of Representatives, 6 years in our Senate, and we like the way you think.
He joined Schweitzer's gubernatorial ticket as a Republican, but his time in office put him at odds with the state party. He says the GOP of today is nothing like the one he joined in the early 90s. The 77-year-old Bollinger describes himself as a moderate. He says he still has the energy and the health for a 6-year term, and he says he would have no problem running as a Democrat. Yet right now, it's all considerations.
I'm in the process of discernment. I've got to evaluate this as an opportunity.
And that's where many potential candidates say they are. Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juneau is thinking about it. Reportedly, so are current Lieutenant Governor John Walsh, Bozeman Representative Frankie Wilmer, and President of the abortion rights organization Emily's List, Stephanie Shriok. State Auditor Monica Lindeen had been considering a bid but quickly changed her mind this week. It's pretty much in the air. The Republican side of the Senate race is more concrete. Two candidates now, former state senator and gubernatorial candidate Corey Stapleton and currently serving state representative Champ Edmonds. But it's widely expected Republican Congressman Steve Daines will jump into the Senate race, where he would likely be the frontrunner. That may lead both Edmonds and Stapleton to switch to the House seat being vacated by Daines if he does leave it. No Democrats have announced in the House race either. Lee Newspapers reports one of Senator Baucus's top aides, John Lewis, is looking at the race. Other Democratic groups are encouraging first-term Butte Representative Amanda Curtis to run. Curtis won favor with Democrats this past legislative session for posting detailed recaps of her actions and reflections to YouTube every day of the session.
I know that a lot of people in Montana feel like they already know me because I have made such a concrete record of who I am as a person and as a politician.
Curtis works as a high school math teacher in Butte. She says it's humbling to be asked about the House race. 3 years ago, she wasn't plugged into the political scene at all.
Feels like just the very next day, my name is seriously being considered for a congressional run. It feels pretty surreal.
And like many other potential candidates, it's something she needs to take the time to think over. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.